WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome people. It's your girl Avery Hart here, coming at you live from the world of Stoic Calm. You know, life these days can feel like a whirlwind. Deadlines, demands, social media scrollathons. It's enough to make anyone crave a little peace and balance, right? Well, that's exactly what we're all about here, building resilience, finding our inner calm, and rocking this crazy journey called life. Today, we're diving into something super powerful. The incredible combo of mindfulness and movement for physical health. Now, before you roll your eyes and think yoga pants and meditation, hear me out. This isn't about becoming a Zen mastered overnight, although that would be pretty cool. It's about understanding how being present in our bodies can actually boost our well-being in amazing ways. Let's get real for a second. Ever feel like your body is just going through the motions, constantly on autopilot? You know, that feeling when you're scrolling through Instagram while mindlessly munching on chips? Yeah, not exactly optimal for physical health, right? But here's the game changer. Mindfulness helps us tune into our bodies. It's about noticing the subtle sensations of tightness in your shoulders, a flutter in your stomach, that ache in your lower back. Awareness is the first step to healing and strengthening, my friends. Now, let's talk movement. And no, I'm not just talking about hitting the gym though. If that's your jam, rock on. We're talking about any kind of activity that gets your blood flowing, whether it's a brisk walk in nature, dancing to your favorite playlist, or even just stretching at your desk. Remember, movement is medicine for both our minds and bodies. It releases those feel-good endorphins, reduces stress, and improves circulation. Talk about a win-win. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember from today's episode. 1. Mindfulness isn't just about meditation. It's about bringing awareness to every aspect of your life, including your physical sensations. Pay attention to how you feel when you eat, move, and interact with the world around you. 2. Movement doesn't have to be intense. Even small bursts of activity can make a big difference. Find something you enjoy: walking, dancing, gardening, and just get moving. 3. Listen to your body. It's trying to communicate with you all the time. Pay attention to its signals. If you're feeling sore, tired, or stressed, take a break and recharge. 4. Combine mindfulness and movement for maximum impact. Practice mindful walking, yoga, or tai chi. Focus on your breath and the sensations in your body as you move. 5. Be patient and kind to yourself. Building new habits takes time and effort. Celebrate your small victories and don't give up if you have a setback. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this: you're sitting at your desk, eyes glued to the screen, shoulders tight, feeling that familiar afternoon slump. Instead of reaching for another cup of coffee, you take a deep breath, stretch your arms overhead, and feel your spine lengthen. You stand up, walk around the room, and notice the sunlight streaming through the window. Just a few minutes of mindful movement can shift your entire energy level, right? It's like hitting the reset button on your body and mind. Remember, folks, physical health isn't just about abs and biceps, though those are pretty awesome too. It's about feeling good from head to toe, having the energy to chase your dreams, and being present in this beautiful life we're all living. So let's make mindfulness and movement a daily practice together. Take a moment to reflect on what you learned today. How can you incorporate these ideas into your own life? Maybe it's starting with a short walk during your lunch break or paying attention to your body's signals throughout the day. Remember, every small step counts. I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where we can learn and grow together. Until next time, keep shining bright and rocking that stoic calm.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.